This Monday, I'm joined by Joyce Russell, our State House reporter, to talk about what's ahead at the legislature for the week. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Sarah.
The legislature is still working out a budget, and we heard an update on revenue estimates for the state this past week. How does that shape the discussion?
Well, they have their final numbers for how much money they have to spend and what they have to work with. So passing those budget bills is going to be taking up most of the oxygen at the State House this week. I can't stress enough just what a tight budget situation this is. The main thing that came out of those revenue estimates is that for this fiscal year that ends in June, the state is collecting $500 million less in taxes than they did the year before. Next fiscal year, there's going to be a little bit of an increase, but it's an increase over this very depressed year. So it's almost like a $500 million shortfall 2 years in a row. So it's quite grim. And I think the question that's out there is that how many more layoffs or furloughs might happen next year as a result? The governor, when he released his budget, said there won't be any more layoffs, but legislative leaders are kind of hedging on that now, and they're saying that it really depends on how much money they can save with their early retirement program. That's going to have an effect.
Well, as if a tight budget wasn't enough to worry about, we have a lot of flooding concerns right now across the state. And there's been some talk about flood legislation at the State House. Where does that stand?
Well, it looks like it's not going to go anywhere. The Senate started out the year with recommendations from this group called the Water Resources Coordinating Council, a wide range of things to prevent flooding. But one of the biggest things in there was a construction ban in the 500-year floodplain. Well, we've been reporting how the Senate scaled that way back. There was almost nothing left in there as far as restrictions on building in the floodplain. That went over to the House, and even that really scaled back bill now looks like it's dead. I talked to the head of the Rebuild Iowa Committee in the House. He said there was no stomach in his committee, no appetite at all for restricting growth, restricting building, even in the floodplain. And so, you know, we've got these flood warnings out now, ice jamming the rivers, dark skies overhead, and it does look like they're not going to pass anything. This House leader said that people on his committee, for one thing, don't trust flood maps. And he actually said that with the shortened legislative session, there wasn't enough time to muster support for any kind of construction limits.
Another issue that's on people's minds a lot is gay marriage, of course. Is the Democratic leadership still holding firm on not bringing that issue up for a vote this session? Of course, there are just a couple of more weeks where that could happen.
Yes, the answer is yes, they are holding firm. No debate on a proposed constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage. That's what the critics of same-sex marriage want. However, it's interesting because it's still very much on the agenda for many Republicans, and they're always looking for, I shouldn't say always, but they're looking for additional opportunities to get lawmakers on record on this issue. And that happened this week on an unrelated bill. You know, we reported this week on the bill to ban firearms for people convicted of domestic assault. That bill doesn't have anything to do with same-sex marriage, but it has the word spouse in it. And so critics of same-sex marriage use that. They offered an amendment to have a vote on same-sex marriage. And through a technicality, they were able to get a vote on that. And the implication is, or the suspicion is, that they will be able to use those votes in the fall election.
Speaking of the election this fall, isn't there a filing deadline coming up this week for candidates who want to run?
That's right. The deadline is Friday, and so there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work with both parties recruiting good candidates to run for the legislature this fall.
I've been talking with Iowa Public Radio State House reporter Joyce Russell about what's ahead at the legislature this week. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.